I met Officer Michael Fetchik at the police headquarters in downtown Ann Arbor.
So we'll head down south and we'll see what we can come across.
Shortly after, we drove away and stopped to check in on another officer who was in the middle of a traffic stop.
So he's looking for somebody right now?
Yeah, I'll try to get... I'll try to get some more information. I'll let you know what's going on.
An attempted home invasion had just happened nearby, so both officers were interviewing what could be a potential suspect. I was instructed to remain in the patrol car, so I began recording audio of the conversation that's being transmitted over the radio.
He told me not to say that we were Uber, but apparently that's illegal here or something like that. I Uber all the time in Chicago, and it's...
Officer Fetchik informed me this isn't their suspect.
A little bit earlier, there were two heavyset white females that were in the Burns Park area trying to get into people's homes wearing latex gloves. So when Officer DeGrand saw this van pull out, and there's a male driver in the front seat, and there's a male passenger in the back seat, it looked a little suspicious coming from the area, and they were kind of looking around. And it kind of appeared like they were trying to find the females to pick them up. But apparently it's an Uber driver that was very hesitant to give up that information because he's afraid that he's going to get in trouble for operating an Uber car.
Less than an hour later, a call took us to a house on Easy Street. This time, I went inside with Officer Fetchik.
We were called because you said there's some kind of illegal dumping complaint that happened in Maryland.
Homeowner Mark Bradshaw made the call after hiring a man to do yard work for him.
He mowed the yard for me, and then I had a bunch of trash out here from a tree that came down in a thunderstorm. And I asked him to clean that up, too, and he said, sure. So I paid him. He loaded the stuff in his van, and then took it away. I thought he took it to the landfill.
The suspected illegal dumping took place at Mary Beth Doyle Park. We headed over there and saw yard waste tucked away near trees at the entrance of the park.
It's very disappointing. I paid him good money to take this to the landfill, and he basically cheated me.
But the suspect did leave behind a business card with Mark.
Parks and Rec portion of the city will determine how much the cost was to remove this debris. And that can be something that the suspect would have to pay as far as restitution goes.
Later on that afternoon, we came across someone who Officer Fetchik had dealt with before. A suspected heroin addict is panhandling near Arborland. The officer quickly gets out before the man takes off. From inside the car, I once again record the conversation. The officer tells me that 25-year-old Zachary makes about $300 a day in the Arborland area to feed his addiction. So even though he's received over a dozen misdemeanor citations for panhandling, he continues to go back. Officer Fetchik looked disappointed to see Zachary yet again.
There are some good stories here and there of people that have overcome the addiction, and those are always nice to see on the street. For him and his situation, I mean, it's not very likely just because of the amount of his addiction, and he doesn't have any will to want to fight it. So to see him actually overcome it is probably not something that's in his future.
This was just one day in the life of an Ann Arbor patrol officer, a day in which some people stopped to wave or smile, others reached for help, and some appeared to be continuing down the same wayward path. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.